I'm Mike Hempen. President-elect Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been drawing on his combat experience during a hearing this morning before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent. Someone with no vested interest in certain companies or specific programs or approved narratives. My only special interest is the warfighter.
Hegseth did not initially address the allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking against him. He later described the sexual assault allegation as a smear campaign. Southern California residents are facing new wildfire warnings and are preparing to flee at a moment's notice as fire-fueling winds blast across the area. The dangerous winds, some predicted to reach near hurricane force, are likely to peak this morning. A beefed-up firefighting force is in place to attack new blazes. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on insurance concerns plaguing Los Angeles area residents.
The Los Angeles area wildfires come at a time when many insurance companies dropped fire policies or stopped issuing them because of the threat. California Senator Adam Schiff just introduced federal legislation to stabilize the market.
This is something I've been working on for years over the opposition of the insurance industry.
The Democrat says this is not a blue or red state issue, and the incoming Trump administration needs to come through for his state.
I am concerned about it, but I'm hoping that they will take the approach, frankly, that I've taken over my years in Congress.
Royal Lavasani lost her home and rental properties in the Palisades fire. She has the FAIR plan, which California created as a last resort for homeowners, but is concerned about payouts.
Our property worth $5.5 to $6 million, and now it's just ashes left and the land, empty land.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The first hearing of the South Korean president's impeachment trial lasted less than 5 minutes.
The first hearing of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment trial ended in just 4 minutes due to his absence. Yoon refused to attend, choosing to remain at his official residence while the detention warrant for him is active. After the hearing, Yoon's lawyers said they'll decide on whether Yoon will attend the next hearing or not after reviewing the methods of evidence verification. One of the National Assembly representatives, Park Gom-ge, spoke outside of court. Yoon has been displaying an extreme attitude of contempt, humiliation, and disregard toward the law. Yoon has not left his official residence in Seoul for weeks after his security prevented dozens of investigators from detaining him earlier this month. The next hearing is set for Thursday, and the court will proceed with the trial, whether or not Yoon attends. I'm Nayan Kim.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.